well as come as you can get with a family our size, and our animals too.
The animals, whatever it is you want to tell them, it'll have to wait. The animals need to be fed.
And off they go. So much for a few more helping hands.
Well, at least they're getting things done.
Just not our chores. There are beds to be made, leaf berries to be ground,
water to be drawn, oil to replenish.
And what about
the market?
That sounds better.
I'm just tired thinking of all that work.
I'll help.
called for a census, so we have to come with our whole family to Bethlehem.
A census? What's that?
A census is where everyone in their family has to come back to their homeland to be counted.
Whoa, that's why there are so many people here.
I'm ready to go back home.
Are we there yet?
Come on, let's go find a place with the rest of the family to sleep for the night.
Poor boys, it seems like they've had a long day.
So, you were stuck with Margaret Duty too?
I don't call it stuck. It's kind of fun to see so many people in Bethlehem.
Yes, and maybe we'll catch a glimpse of a shepherd.
Really? A shepherd? Those stinky guys who spend 100% of their time with a domesticated ruminant animal with a thick woolly coat?
Those guys that risk their lives to protect their flock? I think they're quite brave.
You know that in the time of our forefathers, shepherding was a noble occupation?
Noble?
Yes, noble.
See?
Well, it seems like a thankless job now.
Yes, I think that they have been given a bad reputation. They spend so much time in their flocks, caring for those sweet little sheep.
They're probably out protecting their flocks, too dedicated to even come to the market.
Well, I hate to pull you away, but we have a task to do, my sisters, and we better get to it.
Shalom.
Hi.
Happy Sunday.
Oh, we are so glad to find you.
Are you two all right? Why did you come all the way to the market to find us?
We wanted you to know that all the guest rooms are filled at home.
And that's not all. A couple came, and Father showed them to the stable because there was no room for them in our house.
Wait, so you came all the way to the market to tell us a couple is staying in the stable?
Did Dad and Mom want us to buy more food?
No. Tyler thought that it was interesting that the woman is pregnant and staying in our stable.
In the stable, where the animals are? And how pregnant is she?
I don't know, but I did hear her say. God only knows, but I sure hope it is soon.
Yes. Me and Tyler might have been hiding on the side of a haystack, and I heard us say, the world has been waiting a long time for you, little one.
I told you strange things were happening around here.
Oh,
their entire lives could be coming true. Here.
We mean, for unto us a child is born, a son is given.
I told you strange and unusual things were happening here. Did you see the shepherds?
Well, we are literally surrounded by fields. What do you mean? Did we see the shepherds?
The shepherds that came here last night.
What? Shepherds were here and nobody told me?
Yeah, they were outside talking about bright lights and angels and singing.
I'm still amazed.
Don't be afraid, they said.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Why would angels come to us?
Angels, wow, angels.
Where should we go? What did the angels say again?
Do not be afraid, they said.
I don't know how that was possible.
Don't be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy.
A baby hath been born this night. He is Christ the King.
How cool is that?
The prophecies are being fulfilled.
But why would the angels come to tell us?
Yeah, we're just shepherds.
It's going to be hard for anyone to believe us.
It's going to be even harder for us not to tell everyone we meet about this incredible thing.
Well, first we have to go see what the angels told us.
Let's go see. Find the star, light of the world, the baby.
A baby, wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
A king, our savior, he is here!
Thank you.
It's happening. It's really happening.
We've been taught all our lives that the Messiah is coming.
Yes, the Messiah is coming to save his people.
May I point out, Tyler said the shepherds seem to know the news first,
but as a baby here in Bethlehem?
What we are saying is that the words the prophet Micah said about Bethlehem some time ago are really true.
I remember those words. But you, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me, one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming is of old, from ancient days.
Yes, to be ruler of Israel.
And come out of Bethlehem.
I never would have thought God's plan would start here, in our guest room.
In our stable.
On a silent night came the promised child in a stable so humble and poor. Unto us was born the Savior of the world. Thank you.
continue to follow the star no matter how long it takes us.
We have come so far. We can't stop now.
What did you make of King Herod's response?
He seemed nervous.
Like he was desperate for information.
First, he asked us where the Christ was to be born.
Then he asked us just when the star had appeared.
So you think it was strange that he called us in secretly to ask about the star?
I don't know what he's going to do with the information, but I do know we are doing the right thing to find this king.
It just draws my attention.
It reminds me of the words of the prophet said, those living in darkness have seen a great light. Those wandering in darkness, in deep darkness, a light has dawned.
Our days of waiting are finally over. The true light has come.
Did we leave it?
Messiah has come as a promise fulfilled.
This changes everything.
God is here.
Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing. Give him another hand, man. I told them earlier this week that I was handing the baton, that they were the preachers, and I was giving up my time for them to do it, and they did a great job. Great, great job. Beautiful. So I'm going to read you some of the words they just sang. Love came down, hope was found, the star lit the sky, the angels cried, what?
Glory.
That's right. Light broke through, and the darkest night, hope is alive, hope is alive. Because love came down, love came down. In a moment, peace broke out. Now the prince is here. There is no need for fear. In a manger, eternity rests. Unto us was born the Savior of the world. So in the passage in Matthew, it says this. I'm just going to read you this one verse. Verse 11, and it says this, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And so I'm just going to say to you, you've come into the house, and you have seen the story. The question is, what's your response? You have a personal response to this story. As they were going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. What it says they did is it says they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They went into the house and they did what? They fell down before him. That is the response that God is asking of us, that we would hear the story and that we would cry glory, thank you, Lord, and we would fall down and worship him. I don't know if that's your response. You've heard the story. However old you are, you've heard the story that many times. If you're 10, you've heard it 10 times. If you're 50, you've heard it 50 times, and on it goes. The question is, what is your response? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior? That's why he came, to bring light in the darkness, not just in this world, but in your heart. The invitation is there for you to receive Christ, to receive what God has done. The kids have sung it. They've done the preaching today. I would encourage you to respond to Christ. How do you do that? You say, Lord, I believe. I believe that this story, God's plan of the story of salvation, was real, that Jesus is the Savior of the world, and that I need to put my faith and trust in Christ. That's the gospel, folks. And that's what God is offering to you even right now. So maybe you've heard the gospel 50 times and you responded 50 years ago. And maybe you've been listening to the story for 50 years and you've never responded. Now's the time. The Bible says today is the day. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you. This is a great experience for us. Thank you, Lord, that you inhabit the praises of your people, and that you are here and that you are present and you care about each one of us. Lord, I thank you for the way that these kids have sung and the way that they have presented their story, and it has been really a joy for me. And I pray, Lord, that every person here would echo that same thing, that what a joy it is to hear the Christmas story, the gospel story again. If you need to respond, you can respond in your heart. You can say, Lord, I believe you. I place my faith and trust in Jesus. I want to be saved, forgiven of my sin, cleansed, Lord, and that I would have a home in heaven when I die. Father, I pray now, too, that you would bless these kids. I thank you for them today, and I thank you for them all through the years and the years to come, that they will present to us such a precious story, this precious truth of Christ the Savior. God, we love you. We lift up your name this morning. We commit ourselves to walk with you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give them one more hand. And If you guys just want to stay there, Mike's going to lead us in the last song. So he's coming up, and we'll sing together. So it's like we should go home and open Christmas presents or something, but that is a long time ago. And so we're just making a quick switch here. God bless you. Thanks for coming this morning. It does feel like Christmas to me. And like Roland said, we should celebrate Christmas every day. So, yeah, thanks, you guys. You did a great job. Here comes Mike.
Mute myself. There we go.
Beep, beep. Meep.
Didn't they do a great job?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs implore, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it raises in my soul, never lets me go. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and the wonders of his love, and the wonders of his love, and the wonders, wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go. Joy to the world, the Lord. Amen. I've got me a choir now. God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this day. Thank you that we got to see all these wonderful children, Lord, their hard work that they put in, and thank you that we finally get to see what they've put all those hours and effort into, Lord. And we thank you for the Christmas story. Lord, it's not just Christmas that we need to celebrate it, Lord. We should celebrate your coming to us every day, Lord. Lord, your salvation is forever. Your grace and your mercy are never ending. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You are dismissed.